Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Fathers, we open your word this morning. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds so that we can receive this word in truth, so that we can have the knowledge and wisdom that we need to reach out to help others to find their way to the Lord Jesus Christ, their Savior. Now be with us throughout this morning. And Father, I pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Read the last chapter of Philippians. Now, beginning here with verse 1, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. This therefore concludes that the recipients should stand fast or persevere in their relationship with Christ, not allowing the Judaizers and the perfectionists or the Herodians to disrupt their Christian walk. But you see, that's what was going on in that day and time. These people were trying to tear down everything that Paul was teaching. Now, verse 2, I beseech Eudaeus, and beseech Syticus, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. for there too, that they be of the same mind, or to live in harmony. Because Uzziah and Sachicus were at odds with one another over some matters. They wouldn't stand in agreement and walking in harmony. So Paul's after them. 3. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, and with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. This true yoke fellow, which was a comrade, refers to some unidentified friend of Paul's, and he would undoubtedly recognize this personal request to help these two women become reconciled to one another, whose names are in the book of life. And the point of mentioning all believers having their names recorded in the book of life is this, since Christians, Eudias and Tychicus in particular, will all someday live together forever harmlessly in heaven, they should begin to do so now upon the earth. 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. The mention of believers' names being recorded in heaven causes the author to write rejoice in the Lord always. Harmony among church members, as Paul assumes, will be the result of his plea in verse 2 and 3, and is another reason to rejoice in adding again, rejoice. It is as though the apostle looks into the future, considering all possibilities of sorrow, and in spite of them, Paul repeats the command, this command to rejoice at all times and in all circumstances, nothing less than a call to faith. For if the Christian believes that his life and all his circumstances are in the hands of a sovereign and wise and loving God who is always working to accomplish good for him, then he can indeed rejoice always. In his letters to these churches are given, all of them actually, warnings about walking in unity and in harmony. And today we are finding that ours are not doing that. They built walls to separate themselves from other believers. They really don't associate with each other. And in living that way here on the earth, how's it going to be when they stand before the Lord God? Now, 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. It gives us moderation, means graciousness or sweet reasonableness. The believer who is at peace with his fellow Christians and who rejoices always. Indeed, a gracious, reasonable person. The Lord is at hand means two things. First, his return to earth is near. His imminent coming as judge encourages the Christian to be gracious unto all men, for he will judge the believer for all of his actions toward all people and will avenge all wrongs committed by others against him. And second, the Lord is at hand spiritually. The Lord being presently near should free the Christian from fear and anxiety, hence the command of verse 6. Now, this command of verse 6, he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, we know he's talking here about being careful for nothing means don't worry about anything. The Lord's nearness leads Paul to forbid his readers from worrying. This is no summons to irresponsibility or an invitation to dismiss legitimate concerns. The solution to undue anxiety is prayer in everything and in any manner of life. The way to be free of anxiety is to be prayerfully about everything. While God is eager to hear our requests, they are to be accompanied with thanksgiving. Yes, we are to thank God for everything. Everything that we have. And even thank him before he answers a lot of our prayers. You know, through the day, we can often just sit. And as we meditate, just give him praise. Tell him, praise you, Lord. And thank you for everything I have. And thank you, Lord, not only for what you have done for me, but what you are doing for me now. Because he's always doing something for us. 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That peace of God is that tranquility of mind, freeing the believer from fear and worry. Peace, which passes all understanding, means peace divinely bestowed in times of anxiety. So wonderful that it exceeds one's ability to understand it. And to God's peace for surpassing one's own understanding of the problem and his ability to cope with and solve it shall keep means and shall stand and shall guard. This is a military term for a sentinel standing guard duty, as Philip was guarded by a Roman garrison and its citizens were accustomed to seeing soldiers protecting the city, this word would be especially appreciated by the readers. Now, 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now he's telling you and I what to think on and how and what should keep our hearts. To keep us safe and in the way and the will of Almighty God. I'm going to read that one more time because I want you to catch it. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, and we know the Word of God is true, so we really want to stay in the Word of God, walk in the Word of God, meditate upon the Word of God, because it's true. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, there is a lot of things as we go through life that we'll find that are some of these things. And we need to be thinking about those and praising God for them. How long has it been since you actually were just sitting and just look up and say, Father, I praise you and I thank you. And I do so in Jesus' name. You see, because we do, when we are talking to our Heavenly Father, we talk to him in Jesus' name. And that's what he told us. Now, 9. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. These things that we are learning as we sit and go through and study the Word of God, we are to be learning and receiving these good things. And he's telling us that those good things do shall be with you. We know he's with us. If you are a born again child of God, but he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now, 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. You lacked opportunity. Wherein you were also careful, or regarding your care for me, Paul says, you really were concerned. And Paul acknowledges that they were concerned about his needs all along, but they lacked opportunity to minister to him. Now, You know, this is why we come together. We come together to study the Word of God, to be there with each other, and also to come together as a church in order to reach out and help others that are in need, and to help those that are walking in darkness. A lot of them have never heard much about the Lord at all. Some have not heard anything. And they are the ones that we need to be reaching with the Word of Almighty God. Now, Eleven. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Now, Paul's ability to be content despite the circumstances assures the readers that his joy, verse 10, is not solely over his need being met at their expense. He implies that he could have done without their financial aid, or justifies this implication. He says, I have learned to be content. And the Greek here suggests that the contentment is a lesson learned neither in a classroom nor overnight, but through many practical experiences in life. And yes, as we face trials, troubles, and tribulations, and as the Lord is with us and we go through those, each time when we come through them, we come through them better than we was when we started through them. We've also learned things, and we learn to be content in whatever state that we are in. Now, 12, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. You know, Paul here is listing some specific examples. In this verse 12 here, elaborates upon the very general and broad situation of whatsoever state I am, of verse 11. Be abased means literally to discipline oneself. That is to tighten the belt in lean times, and to abound means to live everywhere and in all things I am instructed or in all circumstances. Paul is saying, I have learned the secret of how to be full, that is well fed, to abound means to have plenty, and to suffer needs means to go without. Paul has acquired the skill required for successfully living with little and with much, the latter problem being harder for one man who can stand prosperity. There are 100 that will stand adversity. You know, these things we need to learn. Now, 13, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. But you see, it does take the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit for you and I to be able to do all things. Without them, we can really do nothing for the Lord. 14. Pardon me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. 15. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. He's letting them know they were the only church that communicated with him when he departed from Macedonia. Now, 16. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessities. When he was in Thessalonica, they sent to him again. 17. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Because you see, when we take care of each other, that does go to our account with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 18. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Paul is letting them know. He says, I have all means that Paul has received their gifts and abound, signifies that he has, since all needs are now met through their generosity. And God looks on their gift to Paul as an odor of a sweet smell and a sacrifice acceptable and well-pleasing. Now, 19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, 20. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. And he ends with amen. Now his benediction here in these next three verses are short, but they are kind of straight and to the point. He goes on. He says here in 21, salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. 22. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. Evidently, we know where he's at. Now, 23. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And that brings us to the close of Philippians, the book of Philippians. And God willing, we'll be moving over into Galatians. And I'll, once again, we know that this letter from or to the Galatians is written by Paul. And God willing, we'll be getting into that this evening. So we'll be stopping here for the morning. I pray that you have picked up something that will help you and give you something to think about through the day, something good to be thinking about, and even give you something to share with someone else. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, I thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for the Lord Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for all things that you have given to me and to us and to this ministry. You know our needs yet. We know that you will take care. Now, Father, we pray for Israel and for this land of ours. We pray for peace. We both pray, Father, that for both they all believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as the Messiah, and that they'll leave all these things that are evil that they have been bringing forward and putting into the land and bringing upon the people. Those that study with us, I pray for them, Father, that they all stand in health and that they stand in plenty, Father, not lacking in anything that is needed, that they have food, they have health, and that they lack, Father, in nothing. You keep them safe through the day, Father. Work with our families, especially those that are walking in darkness. And may the Holy Spirit work with them and bring them to the knowledge that they need the Lord Jesus Christ and lead them to Him, so that they too, Father, can make heaven their home and none be lost. Now, Father, bring us all back together again this evening at 6 p.m. Yes, Father, it is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone, have a good day. Walk with God. He'll walk with you. Bye-bye now.